Hi, this is Willie Nelson from Normal. For 30 years, Normal has provided a voice for the millions of Americans who smoke marijuana responsibly. More than a half million Americans are arrested each year for smoking pot. These are ordinary citizens like you and me whose lives and careers are being needlessly destroyed. To learn how you can help, contact Normal at www.norml.org or call toll-free at 888-67-NORML.
Distributed by the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws in Washington, D.C. This is your daily audio stash, the growing truth about cannabis. Welcome to the most popular audio podcast regarding marijuana in all of America and all the world, featuring interviews with scientists, politicians, doctors, prohibition policy activists, regular cannabis consumers, musicians, and Normal staff and Normal's board of directors, along with music and comedy no other podcast can offer. You can always find out more about the show at our website, normalaudiostash.com. We're ending marijuana prohibition with education, one listener at a time. Welcome back to the Audio Stash today. I'm your host, Chris Goldstein. Take a moment to join us at Normal to end marijuana prohibition in America. Just visit NORML.org. Make sure to check out our website today at normalaudiostash.com. Those Normal eBay auctions still going on for the next 6 or 7 days or so, so check those out at normalaudiostash.com. First up on the program today, we're going to focus in on a very interesting and important lawsuit that seeks to stop the federal government from spreading misinformation about marijuana. The lawsuit also goes further to suggest that the HHS and the FDA be required to correct past misstatements. Joe Elford is the chief counsel for Americans for Safe Access, the organization that filed the lawsuit, and he joins us today to discuss it further. Joe, welcome here to Normal's Daily Audio Stash. Thanks again for taking time to join us. First, tell us how this lawsuit came about. What led up to this court action?
Well, it's based on statements that the Department of Health and Human Services, at the prompting of the FDA, made in response to a marijuana rescheduling petition that was actually filed back in 1995. And so in 2001, HHS made the statement that marijuana does not have medical use and that there is no scientific study that's ever assessed the efficacy of marijuana for medical use. And both of those statements are just absolutely bogus. Under what's called the Data Quality Act, you can request that a federal agency change information that is inaccurate. And so that's exactly what we've done.
Joe, this suit is also quite innovative legally with the use of this seldom mentioned Data Quality Act.
Certainly, this is the first time it's been used in this manner. There have been other requests under the Data Quality Act, usually by corporations, essentially trying to just kind of gum up the works, gum up rulemaking processes. But this is the first time that an organization sincerely interested in the public health has filed suit under the Data Quality Act to get a public health agency that's spreading this information to tell the truth so that people can benefit from the truthful information.
Joe, we had Dr. Donald Abrams here on the program last week with the HIV pain study in California with smoked cannabis. And there really has been a mountain of research regarding marijuana and cannabinoids out there, as folks can see on the SafeAccessNow.com website, and also with Normal's report, Emerging Clinical Applications, up at normal.org. But Joe, how instrumental was this new Abrams study or other data in bringing about this suit?
Our lawsuit's actually based not on that study, but it's based on prior studies that have been conducted over decades. And it actually, in particular, the National Institute of Medicine back in 1996 concluded that marijuana does have medical use, and that was based on its review of numerous, I mean dozens of peer-reviewed scientific studies proving that it does. The Abrams study further demonstrates that marijuana has medical use, but this has been established years ago.
And what would be the best outcome for this lawsuit in ACE's view?
Well, the best outcome for the lawsuit obviously would be for a court to actually step up and say that HHS and FDA are spreading misinformation, that marijuana does in fact have medical use, and then force the Department of Health and Human Services and FDA to not only retract their statements to the contrary, but also affirmatively state that marijuana does have medical use and that there have been peer-reviewed scientific studies that have confirmed this.
Joe, if this suit plays out into that best-case scenario, then it could really change the government rhetoric.
Well, the reason it's so important is that information is power. People act on information. And as our four named individual patients demonstrate, there are a large number of people, hundreds if not thousands of people who are suffering from various ailments who could benefit from the medical use of marijuana but are deterred from doing so because of the government statements. I mean, people do tend to believe the federal agencies that are responsible for ensuring the health of our citizens. And so people hear from the federal government that marijuana does not have medical use, and that's what they believe. And so you have hundreds or thousands of people needlessly suffering when they can benefit from the use of marijuana and feel deterred or unable to do so because of the federal government statements. And that's true both in California and in non-medical marijuana states.
So in this lawsuit from ASA, there are some quite specific things laid out to correct. So, Joe, in a utopian world here, what does the suit ask the director of the FDA or spokespeople from HHS to stand on a podium and say about marijuana?
We'd like them to say, I mean, we actually, in our petition, specify, there's actually four statements that they make that we're challenging, and we specify precisely what corrections we would like to have made. But I think any statement, I think any victory here, coupled with a statement from Health and Human Services that marijuana does have accepted medical use for treatment in the United States, which is exactly the opposite of what they currently say, would be an extremely big victory for us. And not only will that this hopefully encourage people who can benefit from the medical use of marijuana to use it, but also, I think it will just generally change the way that we talk about drug policy and take politics out of it and make it more of a rational and scientific discussion. And I think that, you know, that would have very far-ranging effects.
We're with Joe Alford, the chief counsel at Americans for Safe Access. Joe, there's been this underlying shift in this mixture of science, medicine, and politics in the last decade here in America. We see it with such things like stem cell research and even the lobbying by Merck for the cervical cancer quote-unquote vaccine. But how much does all of this perhaps growing awareness that science and medicine are politicized help or hinder the question of medical marijuana, do you think?
You know, I think it just ends up turning up the volume on all of it. I mean, it helps, which is exactly what we want. I mean, we firmly believe that it's very clear that the emperor has no clothes here, that everyone knows marijuana does have medical use, and we believe even the HHS and FDA knows this, which is in large part, I believe, why their response has been evasion and delay as opposed to really addressing the substance of our claims. Putting public scrutiny, I mean, we're also now calling for judicial scrutiny, but putting public scrutiny on HHS and FDA in regard to medical marijuana is what's going to get them to change their tone and to tell the truth. And so I think to the extent that the pot is already being stirred with these other scientific issues, that adds to the public's interest in all of this, and that's exactly what we want to see. I mean, the more public scrutiny that's placed upon these federal agencies, the more likely it is that they're going to change their tune.
Joe, this is very, very early in this case. It's in district court there in California now. Can you tell us what the next step here would be as it plays out?
They have 60 days from when we served them, which was 2 days ago. So I guess they have 58 days to respond. I expect they'll respond with what's called a motion to dismiss and try to get this thing kicked out of federal court as quickly as possible on non-substantive grounds. And that will be an interesting battle. And I'm extremely hopeful and confident that we will get past that stage, at which point we enter what's called the discovery phase, and that delights me to think about that, just because that means we'll get to find out what exactly has been motivating them this whole time, and we think we know it's politics as opposed to science. And if we get
Joe,
discovery,
this has been
I think
fascinating.
Can,
thank you again for taking time to join us here today, and I look forward to having you back here on
changes.
The show to discuss the case.
I'd love to talk about it.
Joe Elford is the chief legal counsel for Americans for Safe Access. They can be found online at safeaccessnow.org. We have links to the complete lawsuit we're discussing today up on our website at normalaudiostash.com. Up on Normal's Daily Audio Stash today, we're going to highlight the Normal Video and Animation Clips Contest that was going on this winter. The winners are due to be announced this week. And the man who sponsored the contest is Ron Mann. He's the guy behind the Grass DVD that's narrated by Woody Harrelson. And he's also the guy behind Sphinx Productions in Canada. He joined us by phone to talk a bit about the clip contest. We'll have our full interview with Ron later this week, along with audio from some of the clip contest winners and runners-up. But when we got a chance to check in with Ron, the first thing I wanted to ask was the vision behind this clip contest.
The inspiration for me was a clip that went around the web a couple of years ago called The Meatrix, which promoted veganism. And I think that we can't buy time, really, on television. So viral emails reach potentially everyone who is on the Internet, and that's a lot of people. About a year ago, no one knew what YouTube was. And, you know, there's so many – it's just – it opens up, like 60s guerrilla theater did, you know, do something fun, but reach an audience that, you know, you wouldn't reach in mainstream media. And what I find incredible is, you know, a month or so ago, there was a clip called Spider on Drugs, or Spiders on Drugs. And have you seen this? It's fantastic.
I haven't.
And, so many people went global. And it was just, it's just a fantastic way to reach people. And I think it reaches also people who sit on the fence. You know, when people mail each other QuickTime movies or YouTube links or whatever, Google Video links, there are people sitting next to them, you know, check out what's on their friend's computer. And so it's reaching not just the reach an audience that is progressive and is already on side. It's people that are sitting on the fence. You know, why a commercial? I mean, the commercial form is short, but mostly the way I see it is that propaganda is the cornerstone of drug policy, and we need to create our own propaganda. We need to raise consciousness about, you know, how disastrous the current administration's drug policy is. For me, the message is to stop arresting marijuana smokers. You know, we need compassion and we need justice. I mean, I was happy to ante up $1,000, you know, and challenge, you know, people who have video cameras to go out and create their own media. And so, and what the results were fantastic. I think there were over 175 entries. So the competition was kind of fierce. I mean, ultimately, I think you want people to see this. I mean, I said at the beginning, the Meetrix was one of the inspirations. Another was MoveOn.org, which was the, you know, a movement of people who were, you know, during the election, you know, who were working towards, you know, creating a media campaign. You know, you can involve as many people on so many different levels to whether, you know, it's the internet or any media stream to get this out there. It's really a tool. You know, Billy Bragg has a song where he says, you know, the revolution's just a T-shirt away. And I sort of think this, you know, the same thing is true for, you know, these clips. You know, the revolution is just a clip away. And the more people you can get to see it or wear it, you know, the better.
That was producer and director Ron Mann, the guy behind Sphinx Productions and the Grass DVD. We have links to that DVD up on our website today at normalaudiostash.com. We were talking about the Normal Video and Animation Clips Contest. The winners are due out this week, and we'll be highlighting some of the runners-up and the winners of that contest and a longer interview with Mr. Mann himself later on this week right here on Normal's Daily Audio Stash. A lot of those clips can be found up on YouTube, and we have links to some of them up on our website today at normalaudiostash.com. Next up today, we have some music found up at podshow.com. We have links to all the artists we play at normalaudiostash.com.
As sure as the star-bellied sneeches butter the underside of their toast. All things being equal, the simplest answer's worth most. Don't rely on Vishnu, Buddha, Ron Popeil, or the Holy Ghost. Just consider these words, and that ship of life you're sailing on might not smash into the coast. All the smiles and all the teeth and all the nods. And I've had my fill of promises, from magic rays to painless perfect bods. Watching every channel that flashes before me, I can't believe the level of spirituality. Oh, I've had enough of the geeks who have claimed to have found the way. I wish that guy watching would just take a sec and
and consider what I have got to say.
Give yourself a
free. Think for yourself, little man. Don't let them tell you that they have the plan. Cause everyone's lost, chin deep in the sand. And what they're trying to sell to you, you shouldn't be buying. Think for yourself, little girl. Don't let them tell you how to run your world. Cause everyone's the same, choking back that nervous hurl. And if they tell you they ain't, well, they're just lying. Yeah, they're just lying. Magazines. I wonder if they realize what all that small print means. Whoa, you'll need a microscope to read about the no-fault guarantee. Yeah, to see that these results not typical, and this offer is void in any state that's spelled with an E, like Idaho. Watching all the people place bet after amazing bet, I wonder if they realize their misplaced raise on debt. Oh, but they don't want to hear about the odds and statistic A and B. Cause they know a guy who's got a friend, who's got a brother, who read a book by this other guy who says that, hey, this stuff always works for me. Yourself, little folks. Yo, check. 1, 2, 1, 2. Is this thing on? Hey, these are the jokes. Beware of the dudes who don't like jabs and pokes. Cause when you can't laugh at yourself, you just end up crying. Think for yourself, little friend. Is it you that they like? Or is it the money you spend? Beware of the jerks who'd rather break than bend. And to question anything to them is just like dying. Yeah, it's like dying.
Yeah.
That was some fine music found at podshow.com. We have links to all the artists at normalaudiostash.com.
76% of Americans no longer support arresting and jailing marijuana smokers. And nearly as many support the medical patients having access to medical marijuana. And over 80% of our citizens now believe the war on drugs is an ineffective failure. So the question is, when will the government's misguided war on adult marijuana smokers finally end? When? Simple. When you and your like-minded friends, family, and coworkers get involved with an organization such as the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws, also known as NORML. My name is Keith Stropp, and I founded the organization in 1970. Contact us at NORML, toll-free, 888-67-NORML, or by visiting the organization's up-to-date webpage at www.normal.org.
This is Soja, Soldiers of Ja Army, and you're listening to Normal's Daily Audio Stash. Big up yourself.
That Bush could be my president, and really I don't care. They say Cheney make my decision, but he don't, so I'm just not there. I'm gonna see the same lies when they're coming in the next 4 years. So pardon me if I don't cry when your election go the way it is. Some peace in a time of war. Some peace in a time of war. Some peace in a time of war. Some peace in a time of political war. They say that we elect the leader to lead forward and make decisions. But I never heard the policy on war discussed during an election. It seems that war is something over which people have no prevention. But the people want it anyway, and so they elect some destruction. Destruction. I need peace in a time of war. Yeah, some peace in a time of war. Oh, peace in a time of war. Yeah, some peace in a time of political. Haile Selassie. Hey, that's the poor eye. Hey, the only true ground king of creation. Haile
Selassie.
And foreign bullets never touch our pavement. It seemed to me people know not extent of their involvement. And things are not as they seem, and underneath the beast is not clean. Not clean. Yo, but we support the leader who use media to make them seem so clean. In a time of war, oh, peace in a time of war. Some peace in a time of war. Some peace in a time of political war.
You're listening to Pod Safe Music on Normal's Daily Audio Stash.
You've been listening to Normal's Daily Audio Stash, the growing truth about cannabis. sure you visit our website at normalaudiostash.com. That's normalaudiostash.com for more information about every day's show. I'm your host, Chris Goldstein. Thanks for listening today. See you at 4:20 tomorrow. Podcasting Technology of Normal is made possible by Red Aphid Interactive Media. More information at redaphid.com.